I have a feeling this is going to be one of our least listened to podcasts.
Why? Because it's just two dudes talking on a microphone. That's pretty popular. Yeah, where
else?
Podcasts.
Yeah, where else can you find two white dudes just talking on a microphone in America? No, it's because Melissa is out, mm-hmm. and the people that are just finding that out for the first time right now are probably turning off this podcast or finding another thing to listen to, but
especially since the name of this podcast is Melissa's Definitely Here.
Right. It's Melissa and Austin's show after the show. Like that is the first word of the title of this podcast.
Yes.
And we can't even deliver that today. But I feel like last time you and I did a podcast together,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the whole time we just spent doing Christopher Walken.
Oh, he was checking. He was checking his Gmail.
And that like carried us for like the whole 20 minutes of the episode. It probably even went longer that episode just because we were so in the weeds with finding out different ways to get you to do your Christopher Walken impression.
But it's a new year, new us.
Right, new year. We're not going to do any impressions.
I don't think I know what you
did.
Have
I told you I could do Regis Philbin?
Oh, God. Regis, how'd you ring in the new year?
You know, I was sitting there with my wife, Joy, right?
Joy.
And my wife, Joy, says, she goes, "Reach, you got to get off your butt." And I said, "Honey, the Notre Dame game's coming on soon. I got to watch it." And she's like, "Reach, you don't know what to do." She's like, "Who wants to be a millionaire anyway?" And I said, "That's a good question.
Okay.
Maybe I should bring that question to America."
Okay.
With some nice silk ties. Do you remember the Regis ties?
Kind of.
That was like a thing. He was like the first guy to like make those like fashionable to where it was like no patterns on the ties. It was like one solid color, but it was like a silky looking tie.
What an obscure item to be known for. It's like if I wear hats a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one day I was wearing a hat one day, one of our salespeople passed us by, and when we took those pictures for the St. Jude Radiothon for some of our posts, I wasn't wearing a hat because it was like a photo shoot. You had to look nice.
Yeah.
And one of our sales guys walked up to me and was like, actually walked up to me, my wife at the Christmas party, and was like, "I didn't know that was you in the photo because you weren't wearing a hat."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. But like at the same time, what an obscure item to be known for. And it's like right. The ties with Regis, like you and I are definitely known for wearing hats.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Like right. It's kind of, I don't want to say our thing, but we've just both conveniently wear hats.
Yeah. Like imagine being known for like tank tops or like being known for like bolo ties.
Bolo ties would be really funny though. Like out of context. Like if you were just always wearing a bolo tie.
If you wore bolo ties but not like shirts that go with ties.
Yes.
Like bolo ties over t-shirts.
That would be a funny not prank. I was thinking a funny bet. Like whoever lost it just
has to wear a bolo tie every
bolo
day.
Bolo tie
the next
for
week.
Like a month or something.
I love that.
And just like ignore the fact that like
And when people ask you about it, you can't answer.
Bolo what?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I gotta go.
But what I was originally gonna ask before Regis went on his whole spiel about New Year's, I don't think I know what you did on New Year's Eve. Did you do anything?
No.
I got criticized for what I did on New Year's Eve.
What did you do?
So my sister-in-law asked, we were at like a family party for my mom's side of the family, like a late Christmas party. And my sister-in-law, it was the day before New Year's Eve, and she was like, "So what are you up to?" And her thought process was, he's still young and hip. He'll go to a bar.
Yeah, right. That's what I would have imagined.
I haven't gone to a bar in years.
Seriously? Why? You're young and hip.
Because,
why would you not? Dude, well, live it up while you can.
Well, that we, Haley and I went on a stretch.
I feel like Billy Madison, like grabbing you by the cheeks and being like, cherish it.
Well, no, it's not that I didn't love the bars. It's that I love the bars a little too much. So there was like a stretch, and there was a stretch of New Year's Eve where open bars were available, and I definitely took advantage. But Haley put it best, like there was always, it wasn't always me, but there was always something that would happen on New Year's Eve that like was just annoying. And she's like, "Why are we dealing with this?" Like one year, I told this story on air, one year I drank so much We went to a bar. We went to the second bar that we're going to after midnight to try to see Haley's brother because he was going to spend the night at Haley's place. So we were just going to stop by and say, hey, we couldn't get in because the bouncers were like, sorry, no drink package still going. We're like, that's fine. So we leave the bar. And one of the last things I remember is me saying, watch how fast I am. And I sprinted off into the night. And Haley was just like, I lost you for like 10, 15, 20 minutes because you just ran away.
That's hilarious.
And again, fastest man in the world. And then I reemerged. And that night also, because we went to sleep, passed out a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if you went to sleep by choice.
She and no roommate heard her brother trying to buzz up. So he was like with a buddy that they ended up just having to like wander around for hours because we were all like, we all fell asleep. After that and some other like New Year's Eve like stuff that she was just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. So like one New Year's Eve, I want to say it was like 2017. We ended up going to Milwaukee, just Haley and I. And she was like, this is what I like. Like we got, we drank all day, but we had a nice dinner and it's kind of where we started to do like our quote unquote year end meeting where we would like talk about our goals for 2020, like the next year and stuff like that. And like how we want to save money and stuff like that, that became like a fun tradition. And so now we've been out of the bar game for so long at this point that this year, like we moved to DC and we moved around Christmas. So we were still getting settled into our home. So we stayed home for New Year's Eve that year. The next year was, I think, kind of like we went out with friends for a nice dinner. But it was like, it's never been a bar thing since. So when I told my sister-in-law, we're going to our friend's place. We're going to make a nice dinner. We're going to watch the Eras Tour movie. And our friends have a child, a two-year-old, that we're going to hang out with. My sister-in-law was like, lame. And I was like, what? I thought this was like a responsible thing. Like, I'm still having fun.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I still went to the Bears game and had some beers there. Like, I wasn't necessarily the most adult person all day. So I did have a road sody leaving Soldier Field like an adult would. So,
oh, man. I'm going to be honest. I kind of side with your sister-in-law.
Here's what we really need to get into.
I'm a little disappointed.
Besides the fact that you did probably the same thing as me and are calling me lame. Remember last year?
I have kids. They're like, you know how they say like your wife is your ball and chain?
Yeah.
No. The kids are your ball and chain. Like you are literally like, there's an anklet around my ankle and it is chained to these balls that are my both of my daughters, and they just, I have to be home.
You want me to go out so you can live it through
me? Yes, I want to live vicariously through you. And like when you're doing literally the exact same thing as me on New Year's, I'm like, what the heck? I need stories. I need something.
You need that kick.
Yeah.
Well, last year you gave me so much, we can't swear on this podcast, you gave me so much guff about doing a dry January. What did you tell me yesterday? You're going to do a dry January.
I'm trying a modified dry January.
So what's your modified dry January?
So I can't drink alcohol in January.
Okay.
On weekdays.
Okay.
Where there's no football being played.
Okay, here we go. Yep. I've heard this one before.
With on days that I don't have to work.
Okay. So just like you can drink on the weekends and you can drink. So, I mean, football's kind of wrapping up. We don't have a Thursday night game. I guess national championship game is going to be on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drink on that Monday. But then the rest of the playoffs are during the weekend anyway. So you're just not drinking during the weekdays.
No, but on days that I have off from work. So on days that I work, I'm allowed to drink. I need to drink on days that I work.
Oh, so
honestly.
You're flipping it. So you're just drinking every day. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, you're just...
It's my dry January is pretty wet. It's moist.
It's a
moist January.
That is, I can't wait to put that as the title of this podcast.
Moist January. I'm trying a dry January. 4 days in right now. Not a sip of alcohol.
Same.
Includes New Year's Day, which there was a lot of football on New Year's Day.
I know, but at that point too, like, I think I told you, I was like so... socialized out. I was kind of drinked out, like mainly because
drinked out. Kyle Milnemo.
I think because
of all people in this world, drinked out.
New Year's Eve. It started. I started drinking technically at like it would have been like 10:30, and I remember all of New Year's Eve. I never got too drunk. I was always really good about like have a beer, have a water. Like at the Bears game, I was really good about it.
Yeah.
And then like, even I got a road soda, not to brag. I like had to go grab my keys because my brother picked me up and I had to go grab my keys from his car. Like my house keys, because I was taking the Brown Line back. And he, right as I was walking away, he goes, "You want to take a beer to walk to the train with?" And I went, "Yeah, absolutely, I do." Yeah. I grabbed like an IPA. I was like, "Let's go." And then I was like, kind of, you know, when you have that like weird, like, is this going to be cool? But they sell beer. Like, there are vendors selling beers.
Right.
And so I was just like, I think I'm fine. And then somebody was offering like weed. And I was like, I think I'm really fine with just
beer. Right. Yeah. If you think I'm bad, look at that.
Yeah. So I did that walk and like I was fine. And then like my wife drove us to our friend's place and like we kept drinking there and had cocktails. I was like good all day. And to the point where like just the next day I woke up and I was like, I kind of had that same feeling. Like, I knew I wanted to start my New Year's resolution of trying to run 1,000 miles. And like, so I went for a run and I was like, great, the Rose Bowl. I live by a brewery. I thought about maybe I'll go to the brewery and watch the game. But I was like, no, I want to watch the game at home. I really haven't been home a lot lately. So I'll get home and I'll have a beer. I'll have a beer during the game. Game kicks off. My wife was like, hey, I want to, we basically went over like budget stuff.
Oh, like, those are always fun conversations.
I know, but I did say, like, she was like, when can we talk about it? Can we talk about it at all during the game? And I was like,
you should have said, like, well, let's talk about it next year.
Dang it. That's a good joke. Yeah. I'm going to write that down on my pad. Yeah. But I did say, like, I'd rather do it in the first half because the second half, if it's a good game, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. Always have your, let that be a lesson to you youngins out there. Always have your financial discussions in the first half of football games,
not the second half.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Superb Owl, maybe you just don't have them at all. Have them during the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, right. During the national anthem, because that's usually long enough.
So then I just went, and then I was like, okay, well, I'll have a drink in the second half. And then by that time, I was just like, it's 6 o'clock. I'm kind of tired still.
Yeah.
It's a waste of a beer if I have it. So I was like, and last night, kind of same thing. Was going to have a beer at some point as we were watching TV. I was like, by the time I like settled in to have a beer, I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah. I am, well, my dry January, I am going to, I think I'm going to
call it moist January.
My moist January. I think I will probably drink on like Fridays and Saturdays.
I think the hardest day for me to not drink when I did dry January was surprisingly Thursday.
Yeah.
Because Thursday is like, you know, you got Friday tomorrow.
That's the thing. Thursday is it's like a Friday light. And it's like a diet Friday.
We are generally pretty slow on Fridays in terms of like, or maybe I shouldn't say slow, but like our spirits are a little bit higher because we know by the end of the show we're going home.
Yeah, right.
And we get some rest. We get to relax a little bit.
Yes.
Like I don't have to think. And I think you've pointed this out. Like you have coffee after the show on Fridays because you can stay up a little bit later.
Oh yeah,
that is like the
Friday
nice little
afternoon.
Perk.
I have coffee in the afternoon.
It's
and
so
it's the
nice.
Best.
I can take like a longer nap because I'm like I don't need to like
oh,
be
my gosh.
Up. And it's,
there's no better. Friday is like the greatest invention ever. It honestly is. It's so great, and so that's why I'm like I feel like I should. You know, because I enjoy a good guy. It's not like I drink a ton. I don't drink a lot. I'll occasionally have a beer with dinner. And like that's usually the extent of me. And like maybe if there's a football game or a game of like when I'm watching, I'll maybe pour a glass of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like and that's it. It's never like anything like wild or egregious.
I gave up drinking on Sundays, not because I was drinking too much, but because if I even caught a buzz, my Monday was just like kind of off.
Right, and even like Sundays, like I'll maybe have a beer in the afternoon while watching football, and then like usually nothing for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm not like it's not like I'm even like by doing a dry January cutting that much out.
No,
I'm just but like on the Fridays. Like if I go out to dinner with Meredith or if I, you know, at the end of the week, like sometimes that cocktail is like a nice little like carrot at the end of my, at the end of my stick.
Yeah.
Like it gets me, I get through a full work week and I just get, you know, like a cocktail on Friday night. And then Saturday night is usually we're doing social events as well. And I don't want to, you know, sometimes it helps. It's enjoyable to have a daddy soda, if you will, on those nights. But I want to ask you this, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a Coke, Pepsi, anything like that? A carbonated beverage?
Call it pop.
Pop. Okay. Now, what do you call a beer like the IPA that you got leaving the Bears game when you take it on the go?
Oh, you're trying to corner me.
No,
here.
I'm just asking.
We call it a roadie sody.
A roadie sody. Okay.
I'm doing it because it rhymes.
Okay. So why not just call pops sodies?
Because I'm not an idiot and I call pop pop.
Yeah.
Soda is something other people call it and that's their decision. I find it wrong.
That's what I call it. That's what I call it.
My wife calls it soda and I hate it.
And actually, now admittedly, obviously like I did not grow up.
We actually got into, what do you call the thing that you use to, the thing for your TV that you use to
the remote?
You call it the remote, okay.
Does she call it the clicker?
No.
Oh, what does she call
it? For the longest time, I called it, and I didn't know this was weird, the channel changer.
The channel changer. Oh my gosh, I had friends growing up that would call it the channel changer.
And you think about it, and nails it perfectly. I didn't think that was weird. She was like, what do you call it? The what? And I was like, the channel changer. She goes, the remote. And I was like,
yeah.
Channel change.
The remote control.
I'm going to text her.
What? Why?
I'm going to ask her if she calls it pop or soda. Because if I just...
Wait, you don't
wanna,
know what your wife calls it?
I thought it was soda, but I'm like, I don't want libel to be like thrown around.
But she's from Chicago, right?
She's from Peoria. Well, she grew up, she was born in the Chicago area, and then she lived a lot of her life in Peoria.
Yeah, okay. It's Peoria south of the Mason-Dixon line. No, I don't know. But I do feel like everyone I grew up with in the South... Well, actually, no. Correct me. Everyone I grew up with in the South...
They call it Coke.
They call it Coke. Even if it's Pepsi, it's Coke. Everything is Coke down there. And maybe because you're closer to the gravitational pull of the Coca-Cola headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe that's why. But... always bothered me.
She calls it soda.
I'm much more for pop than calling it Coke. But for me, it is soda.
And look, I find it wrong.
And maybe that's because like I was born in Los Angeles. I grew up in Nashville. My parents are from Pennsylvania. So like I'm kind of like all over the map in terms of things. So maybe that's why my vernacular is slightly askew.
Haley just texted and said, pop is a very Chicago thing. Coke is just wrong. She ain't wrong.
What did she... Pop is...
She calls it soda. She says pop is a very very Chicago thing.
Knew I love Haley.
But Coke is just wrong.
Coke is wrong. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, like... I feel like sometimes we are arguing the wrong point.
Southerners do a lot of things right, like biscuits and gravy. Oh my gosh.
So
the cooking in the South. Ooh, baby. So good. But when it comes to what they drink with those meals, ooh, no, not Coke. It's not Coke. If you're getting a Sprite, that's not a Coke. Okay. Nope. If you're getting a 7-Up, if you're getting a Gatorade, that's not a Coke. Well,
all people in the South should have a dry January, meaning they should just...
They should have to refer to it as soda or pop.
As soda or pop. Make a decision.
Yeah.
Look, 2024 is an election year. If somebody ran on the platform of, we're just going to call it all one thing, how much would that bring the nation together?
Well, I don't know. I think that would create a lot of unrest in this nation.
There's going
to... I think people are hard on their stance of soda. Like, if I was like... If I ran for president, I'm like, we're all calling it soda now.
Oh, I would definitely run on the platform of we're all calling it pop.
See? And then I think, then it just becomes a popular vote. Like
decision 2024.
Okay. And I do actually want to go over this. The things that if I'm running for president, the things that I am
running,
the platforms I am running on.
Yeah.
I've got so many great ones.
Well,
talked about it on this podcast before.
What if every podcast for this year until the election night?
I deliver one new thing I'm
running on. Yeah, give us something you're running on.
I think I could do that. I could come up with 52 things. The number one thing is all movies, despite the genre, should have bloopers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Think about that.
That's a good one.
Think about that. You watch a serious movie, you know? I'm trying to think of a serious movie.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. Bloopers? Are you kidding me?
Everyone's.
I would. My wife couldn't drag me to see Pride and Prejudice, but if I knew there were bloopers at the end, yeah, I'd go.
One of the platforms that I would run under. It's a very popular one. Let's call it a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl. Come on, let's all need that day off.
Yeah.
Everybody's and it's not. It'd be one thing if it was just a game. I get it if you're not into the game. I'm not shunning you on that. But the thing is, the game lasts until about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an event. It is everybody's watching it together. There are parties. It is not just a sports fan thing. It's an everybody thing with the commercials, the halftime show. Everything. It's always talked about. And we work in morning radio, and to have that next day off would just make that game a little bit sweeter.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't even... Look, you can tackle this issue from two ways.
Okay.
You could do it the political route of making it a federal holiday to where everyone is off work the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or you could mandate that the NFL move the Super Bowl to a Saturday.
Oh,
I would even accept that.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Don't get me wrong. I love the term Superb Owl Sunday. I do. Okay. That's a very important, and it's NFL games are played on Sundays. Okay. But if you think about it, look, biblically, it's a Sabbath. Okay. We shouldn't be working on Sundays anyway. And that includes our NFL players. So let's move it, now that I think about it, Saturday is the Jewish Sabbath. So, okay. Yeah. Maybe we just do it on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Superb Owl Wednesday, and you get that Wednesday and Thursday off.
Do it on a Friday. And think about that. Everybody's off work by 5. You're home at 6 for the game to kick off.
I do love that.
That would be awesome. We're not talking
about
enough.
Friday.
Oh.
Because then you have 2 days to recover afterwards.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And so many people would take half days on Friday.
Yes. Move the Superb Owl to Fridays.
Okay. And also, my other brilliant idea that I always had was that I always wanted to open up an ice cream shop. And once a year, sell the Super Bowl Sunday because it's a Sunday.
That seems like a lot of hoops to jump through just for one joke.
Yeah, but that joke pays off at the end of every year. Look at that laugh you're having. We could have that laugh once a year at my ice cream shop.
I'd be like, man, I can't believe you're $50,000 in debt because you took out a loan to open up this ice cream shop just for this dang joke.
That's nuts. Exactly. We put that on the Sunday as well.
I have a feeling this is going to be one of our least listened to podcasts.
Why? Because it's just two dudes talking on a microphone? That's pretty popular amongst podcasts.
Where else can you find two white dudes just talking on a microphone in America? No, it's because Melissa is out. Mm-hmm. And the people that are just finding that out for the first time right now are probably turning off this podcast or finding another thing to listen to, but...
Especially since the name of this podcast is Melissa's Definitely Here.
Right. It's Melissa and Austin's show after the show. Like, that is the first word of the title of this podcast.
Yes.
And we can't even deliver that today. But I feel like... last time you and I did a podcast together,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the whole time we just spent doing... Christopher Walken.
Oh, he was checking. He was checking his Gmail.
And that carried us for the whole 20 minutes of the episode. It probably even went longer that episode just because we were so in the weeds with finding out different ways to get you to do your Christopher Walken impression.
But it's a new year, new us.
Right. New year. We're not going to do any impressions.
I don't think I know what you
did. Have I told you I could do Regis film?
Oh, God. Regis, how'd you ring in the new year?
You know, I was sitting there with my wife, Joy, right?
Joy.
And my wife, Joy, says, she goes, Reach, you got to get off your butt. And I said, honey, the Notre Dame game's coming on soon. I got to watch it. And she's like, Reach, you don't know what to... She's like, who wants to be a millionaire anyway? And I said, that's a good question.
Okay.
Maybe I should bring that question to America.
Okay.
With some nice silk ties. Do you remember the Regis ties?
Kind of.
That was it was a thing. He was the first guy to make those fashionable to where it was no patterns on the ties. It was one solid color, but it was a silky looking tie.
What an obscure item to be known for. It's if I wear hats a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was wearing a hat one day, one of our salespeople passed us by, and when we took those pictures for the St. Jude Radiothon
yeah.
For some of our posts, I wasn't wearing a hat because it was like a photo shoot. You had to look nice.
Yeah.
And one of our sales guys walked up to me and was like, my wife at the Christmas party and was like, I didn't know that was you in the photo because you weren't wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I get it. But like at the same time, what an obscure item to be known for. And it's like right. the ties with Regis, like you and I are definitely known for wearing hats.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Like right. it's kind of, I don't want to say our thing, but we've just both conveniently wear hats.
Yeah, like imagine being known for like tank tops or like being known for like bolo ties.
Bolo ties would be really funny though. Like out of context, like if you were just always wearing a bolo tie.
If you wore bolo ties but not like shirts that go with ties.
Yes.
Like bolo ties over t-shirts.
That would be a funny not prank. I was thinking a funny bet. Like whoever lost it
has to wear a bolo tie every
bolo tie
day
for like
week.
A month
Ooh,
or something,
I love that.
And just like ignore the fact that like
and when people ask you about it, you can't answer them.
Bolo what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I gotta go.
But what I was originally gonna ask before Regis went on his whole spiel about New Year's, I don't think I know what you did on New Year's Eve. Did you do anything?
No.
I got criticized for what I did on New Year's Eve.
What did you do?
So my sister-in-law asked, we were at like a family party for my mom's side of the family, like a late Christmas party. And my sister-in-law, it was the day before New Year's Eve, and she was like, so what are you up to? And her thought process was, he's still young and hip. He'll go to a bar.
Yeah, right. That's what I would have imagined.
I haven't gone to a bar in years.
Seriously? Why? You're young and hip.
Because,
why would you not? Dude, live it up while you can.
Well, that we, Haley and I went on a stretch.
I feel like Billy Madison, like grabbing you by the cheeks and being like, cherish it.
Well, no, it's not that I didn't love the bars. It's that I love the bars a little too much. So there was like a stretch. And there was a stretch of New Year's Eve where open bars were available and I definitely took advantage. But Haley put it best. Like there was always, it wasn't always me, but there was always something that would happen on New Year's Eve that like was just annoying. And she's like, why are we dealing with this? Like 1 year, I told this story on air. 1 year, I drank so much. We went to a bar. We went to the second bar that we're going to after midnight to try to see Haley's brother because he was going to spend the night at Haley's place. So we were just going to stop by and say, hey, we couldn't get in because the bouncers were like, sorry, no drink package still going. We're like, that's fine. So we leave the bar. And one of the last things I remember is me saying, watch how fast I am. And I sprinted off into the night. And Haley was just like, I lost you for like 10, 15, 20 minutes because you just ran away.
That's hilarious.
And again, fastest man in the world. And then I reemerged. And that night also, because we went to sleep, passed out a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know if you went to sleep by choice.
She and no roommate heard her brother trying to buzz up. So he was like with a buddy that they ended up just having to like wander around for hours because we were all like, we all fell asleep. After that and some other like New Year's Eve like stuff that she was just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. So like one New Year's Eve, I want to say it was like 2017, we ended up going to Milwaukee, just Haley and I. And she was like, this is what I like. Like we drank all day, but we went to like, we had a nice dinner and it's kind of where we started to do like our quote unquote year end meeting where we would like talk about our goals for 2020, like the next year and stuff like that. And like how we want to save money and stuff like that, that became like a fun tradition. And so now for new, and we've been out of the bar game for so long at this point that this year, like we moved to DC and we moved around Christmas. So we were still getting settled into our home. So we stayed home for New Year's Eve that year. The next year was, I think, kind of like we went out with friends for a nice dinner. But it was like, it's never been a bar thing since. So when I told my sister-in-law, yeah, we're going to our friend's place. We're going to make a nice dinner. We're going to watch the Eras Tour movie. And our friends have a child, a 2-year-old, that we're going to hang out with. My sister-in-law was like, lame. And I was like, what? I thought this was like a responsible thing. Like, I'm still having fun.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I still went to the Bears game and had some beers there. Like, I wasn't necessarily the most adult person all day. So I did have a road sody leaving Soldier Field like an adult would. So,
oh, man. I'm going to be honest. I kind of side with your sister-in-law.
First of all, here's what we really need to get into.
I'm a little disappointed.
Besides the fact that you did probably the same thing as me and are calling me lame. Remember last year?
I have kids. I'm like, you know how they say like your wife is your ball and chain?
Yeah.
No. The kids are your ball and chain. Like you are literally like, there's an anklet around my ankle and it is chained to these balls that are my both of my daughters, and they just, I have to be home.
You want me to go out so you can live it through
me?
Yes,
I want to live vicariously through you. And like when you're doing literally the exact same thing as me on New Year's, I'm like, what the heck? I need stories. I need something.
You need that kick.
Yeah.
Well, last year you gave me so much, we can't swear on this podcast. You gave me so much guff about doing a dry January. What did you tell me yesterday? You're going to do a dry January.
I'm trying a modified dry January.
So what's your modified dry January?
So I can't drink alcohol in January.
Okay.
On weekdays.
Okay.
Where there's no football being played.
Okay, here we go. Yep. I've heard this one before.
With on days that I don't have to work.
Okay. So just like you can drink on the weekends and you can drink. So, I mean, football's kind of wrapping up. We don't have a Thursday night game. I guess the national championship game is going to be on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can drink on that Monday. But then the rest of the playoffs are during the weekend anyway. So you're just not drinking during the weekdays.
No, but on days that I have off from work. So on days that I work, I'm allowed to drink. I need to drink on days that I work.
Oh, so
honestly.
You're flipping it. So you're just drinking every day. I misunderstood. Yeah, I was like, oh, you're just...
It's my dry January is pretty wet. It's moist.
It's a moist.
It's a moist January.
I can't wait to put that as the title of this podcast.
Moist January. I'm trying a dry January. 4 days in right now. Not a sip of alcohol.
Same. I think that includes
New Year's Day. Which there was a lot of football on New Year's Day.
I know, but at that point too, like I think I told you I was like so socialized out. I was kind of drinked out, like mainly because
drinked out. Kyle Milnemo.
I think because
of all people in this world, drinked out.
New Year's Eve. I started drinking technically at like it would have been like 10:30, and I remember all of New Year's Eve. I never got too drunk. I was always really good about like have a beer, have a water. Like at the Bears game, I was really good about it.
Yeah.
And then like. Even I got a road soda, not to brag. I like had to go grab my keys because my brother picked me up, and I had to go grab my keys from his car, like my house keys, because I was taking the Brown Line back. And he, right as I was walking away, he goes, "You want to take a beer to walk to the train with?" And I went, "Yeah, absolutely, I do." Yeah. I grabbed like an IPA. I was like, "Let's go!" And then I was like, kind of, you know, when you have that like weird like. Is this going to be cool? But they sell beer. Like, there are vendors selling beers.
Right.
And so I was just like, I think I'm fine. And then somebody was offering, like, weed. And I was like, I think I'm really fine with just
beer. Yeah, right. Yeah, if you think I'm bad, look at that.
Yeah. So I did that walk, and, like, I was fine. And then, like, my wife drove us to our friend's place, and, like, we kept drinking there and had cocktails. I was, like, good all day. And to the point where, like, just the next day I woke up, and I was like, I kind of had that same feeling, like, I knew I wanted to start my New Year's resolution of trying to run 1,000 miles. And like, so I went for a run and I was like, great, the Rose Bowl. I live by a brewery. I thought about maybe I'll go to the brewery and watch the game. But I was like, no, I want to watch the game at home. I really haven't been home a lot lately. So I'll get home and I'll have a beer. I'll have a beer during the game. Game kicks off. My wife was like, hey, we basically went over like budget stuff.
Oh,
like,
those are always fun conversations.
I know, but I did say, like, she was like, when can we talk about it? Can we talk about it at all during the game? And I was like,
you should have said, well, let's talk about it next year.
Dang it. That's a good joke. Yeah. I'm going to write that down on my pad.
Yeah.
But I did say, like, I'd rather do it in the first half because the second half, if it's a good game,
that's
not paying
good point.
Attention.
Yeah. So always have your, let that be a lesson to you youngins out there. Always have your financial discussions in the first half of football games,
not the second half.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Superb Owl, maybe you just don't have them at all. I have them during the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah, right. during the national anthem, because that's usually long enough.
So then I just went, and then I was like, okay, well, I'll have a drink in the second half. And then by that time, I was just like, it's 6 o'clock. I'm kind of tired still.
Yeah.
It's a waste of a beer if I have it. So I was like, and last night, kind of same thing. Was going to have a beer out at some point as we were watching TV. I was like, by the time I like settled in to have a beer, I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah. I am, well, my dry January, I am going to, I think I'm going to
call it moist January.
My moist January. I think I'm going to, I will probably drink on like Fridays and Saturdays.
I think the hardest day for me to not drink when I did dry January was surprisingly Thursday.
Yeah.
Because Thursday is like, you know, you got Friday tomorrow.
That's the thing. Thursday is like a Friday light. And it's like a diet Friday.
We are generally pretty slow on Fridays in terms of like, or maybe I shouldn't say slow, but like our spirits are a little bit higher because we know by the end of the show we're going home.
Yeah, right.
And
we get some
rest. We get to relax a little bit.
Yes.
Like I don't have to think. And I think you've pointed this out. Like you have coffee after the show on Fridays because you can stay up a little bit later.
Oh yeah,
that is like the
Friday
nice
afternoon.
Perk.
I have coffee in the afternoon.
It's
and
so
it's the
nice.
Best.
I can take like a longer nap because
yes.
I'm like I don't
yes.
need to like
oh,
be
my gosh.
Up. And it's,
there's no better. That Friday is like the greatest invention ever. It honestly is. It's so great, and so that's why I'm like I feel like I should. You know, because I enjoy a good guy. It's not like I drink a ton. I don't drink a lot. I'll occasionally have a beer with dinner. And like that's usually the extent of me. And like maybe if there's a football game or a game of like when I'm watching, I'll maybe pour a glass of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like and that's it. I'm never it's never like anything like wild or egregious when I
gave up drinking on Sundays not because I was drinking too much, but because if I even caught a buzz, my Monday was just like
yeah, right.
kind of off.
Right. And even like Sundays, like I'll maybe have a beer in the afternoon while watching football and then like usually nothing for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not like it's not like I'm even like by doing a dry January cutting that much out.
No.
I'm just but like on the Fridays. Like if I go out to dinner with Meredith or if I, you know, at the end of the week, like sometimes that cocktail is like a nice little like carrot at the end of my,
yes.
at the end of my stick.
Yeah.
Like it gets me, I get through a full work week and I just get, you know, like a cocktail on Friday night. And then Saturday night is usually we're doing social events as well. And I mm-hmm. don't want to, you know, sometimes it helps. It has, it's enjoyable to have a daddy soda, if you will, on those nights. But I want to ask you this, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a Coke, Pepsi, anything like that? A carbonated beverage?
Call it pop.
Pop. Okay. Now, what do you call a beer like the IPA that you got leaving the Bears game when you take it on the go?
Oh, you're trying to corner me.
No,
here.
I'm just asking.
We call it a roadie sody.
A roadie sody. Okay.
I'm doing it because it rhymes.
Okay. So why not just call pops sodies?
Because I'm not an idiot and I call pop pop.
Yeah.
Soda is something other people call it and that's their decision. I find it wrong.
That's what I call it. That's what I call it.
My wife calls it soda and I hate it.
And
actually,
now admittedly, obviously like I did not grow up.
We actually got into what do you call the thing that you use to the thing for your TV that you use to
the remote?
You call it the remote, okay.
Does she call it the clicker?
No.
Oh, what does she call it?
For the longest time I called it, and I didn't know this was weird, the channel changer.
The channel changer. Oh my gosh. I had friends growing up that would call it the channel changer.
And you think about it and nails it perfectly. I didn't think that was weird. She was like, what do you call it? The what? And I was like, the channel changer. She goes, the remote. And I was like,
yeah.
Channel change.
The remote control.
I yeah. want to actually. I'm gonna text her.
What? Why?
I'm gonna ask her if she calls it pop or soda. Because if I just
wait, you
I
don't know
wanna,
what your wife calls
she,
it.
She. I thought it was soda, but I'm like, I don't want libel to be like thrown around.
But here. She's from Chicago, right?
She's from Peoria. Well, she
oh,
grew up.
So,
she was
yeah.
born in the Chicago area, and then she lived a lot of her life in Peoria.
Yeah. Okay. It's Peoria is south of the Mason-Dixon line. No, I don't know. But I do feel like everyone I grew up with in the South... Well, actually, no. Correct me. Everyone I grew up with in the South...
They call it Coke.
They call it Coke. Even if it's Pepsi, it's Coke. Everything is Coke down there. And maybe because you're closer to the gravitational pull of the Coca-Cola headquarters in Atlanta,
yep.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe that's why. But...
Haley always
bothered me.
She calls it soda.
I'm much more for pop than calling it Coke. But it for me, it is soda.
And look, I find it wrong.
And maybe that's because, like, I was born in Los Angeles. I grew up in Nashville. My parents are from Pennsylvania. So, like, I'm kind of, like, all over the map in terms of things. So maybe that's why my vernacular is slightly askew.
Haley just texted and said, "Pop is a very Chicago thing. Coke is just wrong." She ain't wrong.
Pop is?
She calls it soda. She says pop is a very very Chicago thing.
Knew I love Haley.
But Coke is just wrong.
Coke is wrong. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, like, I feel like sometimes we are arguing the wrong point.
Southerners do a lot of things right, like biscuits and gravy. Oh my gosh.
So the
cooking in the South. Ooh, baby. So good. But when it comes to what they drink with those meals, ooh, no, not Coke. It's not Coke. If you're getting a Sprite, that's not a Coke, okay? Nope. If you're getting a 7-Up, if you're getting a Gatorade, that's not a Coke.
All people in the South should have a dry January, meaning they should just...
They should have to refer to it as soda or pop.
As soda or pop. Make a decision.
Yeah.
Look, 2024 is an election year. If somebody ran on the platform of, we're just going to call it all one thing, how much would that bring the nation together?
Well, I don't know. I think that would create a lot of unrest in this nation.
There's got to be a lot.
I think people are hard on their stance of soda. Like, if I ran for president, I'm like, we're all calling it soda now.
Oh, I would definitely run on the platform of we're all calling it pop.
See? And then I think, then it just becomes a popular vote. Like,
decision 2024.
Okay, and I do actually want to go over this. The things that if I'm running for president, the things that I am
running,
the platforms I am running on.
Yeah.
I've got so many great ones.
Well,
I've talked about it on this podcast before.
What if every podcast for this year until the election night,
I deliver one new thing I'm running on?
Yeah, give us something you're running on.
I think I could do that. I could come up with 52 things. The number one thing is all movies, despite the genre, should have bloopers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like this.
Think about that.
That's a good one.
Think about that. You watch a serious movie, you know? I'm trying to think of a serious movie.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. Bloopers? Are you kidding me?
Everyone's
I would. My wife couldn't drag me to see Pride and Prejudice, but if I knew there were bloopers at the end, yeah, I'd go.
One of the platforms that I would run under, it's a very popular one. Let's call it a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl. Come on,
we all need that day off.
Yeah. And it's not, it'd be one thing if it was just a game. I get it if you're not into the game. I'm not shunning you on that. But the thing is, the game lasts until about 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an event. It is everybody's watching it together. There are parties. It is not just a sports fan thing. It's an everybody thing with the commercials, the halftime show, everything. It's always talked about. And we work in morning radio, and to have that next day off would just make that game a little bit sweeter.
Oh my gosh. You can tackle this issue from two ways.
Okay.
You could do it the political route of making it a federal holiday to where everyone is off work the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or you could mandate that the NFL move the Super Bowl to a Saturday.
Oh,
I would even accept that.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
Don't get me wrong. I love the term Super Bowl Sunday. I do. Okay. That's a very important, and it's NFL games are played on Sundays. Okay. But if you think about it, look, biblically, it's a Sabbath. Okay. We shouldn't be working on Sundays anyway, and that includes our NFL players. So let's move it, now that I think about it, Saturday is the Jewish Sabbath. So, okay, yeah, maybe we just do it on a Wednesday.
Yes.
Super Bowl Wednesday, and you get that Wednesday and Thursday off.
Do it on a Friday.
Do it on a Friday.
And think about that. Everybody's off work by 5. You're home at 6 for the game to kick off.
I do love that.
That would be awesome. Awesome. We're not talking
about
enough.
Friday.
Oh.
Because then you have 2 days to recover afterwards.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And so many people would take half days on Friday.
Yes. Move the Super Bowl to Fridays.
Okay. And also, my other brilliant idea that I always had was that I always wanted to open up an ice cream shop and once a year sell the Super Bowl Sunday. Because it's a Sunday.
That seems like a lot of hoops to jump through just for one joke.
Yeah, but that joke pays off at the end of every year. Like, look at that laugh you're having. We can have that laugh once a year at my ice cream shop.
I'd be like, man, I can't believe you're $50,000 in debt because you took out a loan to open up this ice cream shop just for this dang joke.
That's nuts. Exactly. We put that on the Sunday as well.